Thank you for joining us for Audiophile Magazine, read by Sarah, featuring Audiophile Magazine. Today we're going to start off with some biography and memoir titles. History Matters, edited by David McCullough, Dory McCullough Lawson, and Michael Hill. Read by John Bedford Lloyd, Dory McCullough Lawson, and with a foreword by John Meacham. 5.75 hours unabridged, copyright 2025. While listeners will miss his unmistakable voice, this assemblage of David McCullough's shorter, uncollected pieces offers illuminating glimpses of the popular historian's work habits and methods. Commemorative speeches, his Paris Review interview, and his reflections on writing about Harry Truman, Abigail Adams, the Brooklyn Bridge, and the Panama Canal remind listeners of McCullough's astonishing range and depth. A particular delight is his history of the typewriter he used throughout his career. Interlocutor Dory McCullough Lawson doesn't have her father's vocal skill, but she conveys a sense of his presence and personality. Fellow historian John Meacham's admiring foreword offers a reminder of McCullough's accessibility and warmth. Principal narrator John Bedford Lloyd delivers each selection with appreciation and understanding, and to full effect. Trade edition from Simon & Schuster Audio 2025. Digital download ISBN 978-166-813-7185 for $18.99. The improbable Victoria Woodhull, Suffrage, Free Love, and the First Woman to Run for President, by Eden Collinsworth, read by Hilary Huber. 8.75 hours unabridged, copyright 2025. Hilary Huber's steady narration enhances this biography of the unlikely phenomenon that was Victoria Woodhull. Born in rural Ohio in 1838 to a con man and a spiritualist, Woodhull went from rags to riches twice and married thrice while reinventing herself during a long life. She was a spiritualist, a Christian, a free love proponent, a stockbroker, a suffrage supporter, a newspaper publisher, a presidential candidate, and finally, an educational reformer and the widow of a wealthy Englishman. Huber's bounce tone keeps Woodhull's story clear for listeners amid these head-turning transformations. Huber's occasional wry tone echoes the author's bemused appreciation of this sensational woman, and her attentive pacing enriches the audiobook's mix of historical notes and character portrayals to create a colourful tapestry. Trade edition Random House Audio 2025. Digital download ISBN 979-821-716-5346 for $22. Library edition Books on Tape 2025. Digital download ISBN 979-821-716-5995 for $76. An Indian Among Los Indígenas, a Native Travel Memoir, by Ursula Pike, read by Diana Bustello. 7.75 hours unabridged, copyright 2021. Narrator Diana Bustello brings this travel memoir to life in a tone that adds depth and warmth. The audiobook recalls author Ursula Pike's experiences as a Peace Corps volunteer in Ecuador when she was in her late 20s. A member of the North American Karuk tribe, Pike hopes to connect with Ecuador's indigenous people. Yet, arriving from the U.S. with a degree in economics, she recognizes her own privilege and often feels out of place and isolated. Unsure at times how best to contribute to the community, she remains eager to help. Bustello narrates moments of hesitation in a halting tone that conveys Pike's self-doubt. Her warm, youthful voice pairs with the material beautifully. She narrates words in Spanish in a neutral accent. Trade edition Dreamscape 2025. Digital download ISBN 978-166-669-4864 for $34.99. Claire McArdle, The Designer Who Set Women Free, by Elizabeth Evetts Dickinson, read by Marnie Penning. 10.5 hours unabridged, copyright 2025. Marnie Penning brings cheerleader enthusiasm to this celebration of Claire McArdle, the pioneering early 20th century American designer who thought women's clothes should be comfortable as well as stylish, Maryland-born McArdle pioneered the kind of clothes we rely on today, ready-to-wear separates that can be mixed and matched into different outfits. She incorporated such menswear features as pockets, functional buttons, zippers the wearer can reach, and above all, comfort. Celebrated toward the end of her brief life with awards and renown, McArdle had to fight for every innovation, which makes for an eye-opening, head-slapping tale. Penning delights in everything, which, though endearing, can get in the way. Not every sentence needs an audible exclamation mark. No matter, McArdle deserves all the applause we can give. Trade edition, Simon & Schuster Audio, 2025. Digital download, ISBN 978-179-718-9987 for $25.99. Douglas Adams, The Ends of the Earth, by Arvind Ethan David, read by Arvind Ethan David, Douglas Adams, Sam Barnett, and Stephen Fry. 6.5 hours, unabridged, copyright 2025. Multiple narrators come together to create an audio portrait that is part biography, part celebration, and part theatrical tribute to author Douglas Adams, best known for The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Arvind Ethan David's clear, engaging presence guides listeners through reflections on the life and work of the singular humorist. Archival contributions from Douglas Adams himself provide authenticity and intimacy. Sam Barnett adds youthful energy, while Stephen Fry's warm, resonant delivery situates the material within a broader tradition of British comedy and satire. The interplay of voices offers both variety and cohesion, giving the production a lively, layered quality. The result is an immersive listening experience that captures Adams's eccentric brilliance and enduring influence. Digital download from Pushkin Industries, 2025. ISBN 978-196-255-6095 for $24.96. And now let's move on to some fiction title reviews. A Bookseller in Madrid by Mario Escobar, read by Lauren Etzo. 7.5 hours, unabridged, copyright 2025. This audiobook takes place in 1930s Madrid, where Barbara opens a bookstore that serves to defend beloved literature from the rising Nazi censorship spreading across Europe and the effects of the Spanish Civil War. Narrator Lauren Etzo's crisp diction makes the story's digressions into complex historical politics easy to understand. In an era-appropriate touch, her narration has hints of the artificial transatlantic accent employed by 1930s American actors in early talkie films like The Wizard of Oz. However, some of the accents she employs in dialogue for characters from the Soviet Union, Germany, and Spain sound slightly cartoonish, even in context. Trade edition, HarperCollins Focus, 2025. Digital download, ISBN 978-1400347469 for $23.39. Buckeye, by Patrick Ryan, read by Michael Crouch. 15.75 hours, unabridged, copyright 2025. Golden voice narrator Michael Crouch brings his expert skills to this complex historical drama. While World War II still rages in the Pacific, a secret spanning generations begins in Bonhomie, Ohio. Cal Jenkins and Margaret Salt, who are married to other people, share a kiss in a hardware store upon the news of victory over Germany, and this starts a massive trickle-down effect throughout generations of their two families. Cal and Margaret become unhappy with their marriages, and as time marches forward and new characters are introduced to the lineage, Crouch captures their intergenerational trauma. Crouch's smooth narration powerfully dramatizes how one moment can change everything. Mixed with heartfelt moments and heartbreak, his performance breathes life into a saga set in small-town America. And this title is a winner of an Audiophile Earphones Award. Trade edition, Random House Audio, 2025. Digital download, ISBN 979-821-707-8660 for $27. Library edition, Books on Tape, 2025. Digital download, ISBN 979-821-707-8851 for $95. A. A novel by Andy Warhol, read by Daniel Henning. 21.25 hours, unabridged, copyright 1968. In a marvellous performance, award-winning actor and LGBTQ plus activist Daniel Henning seamlessly provides all the voices, sounds, beep beep, honk honk, prompts and stage directions in Andy Warhol's 1968 anti-story, anti-plot, anti-novel novel. Basically a word-for-word transcript of tape recordings of various 24-hour conversations, gossip and asides, the novel stars a taxicab full of Warhol's superstars. There's the motormouth Ondine, acting as both ringmaster and raconteur with photographer Billy Name, the sweet taxine, Edie Sedgwick, and the gruff, bass-voiced Rotten Rita, all vying for Warhol's passive-aggressive attention as they try to decide what to eat and whether or not to visit Bridget Berlin, the artist Warhol called the Duchess. Henning captures the explicit humour, amphetamine-driven pace, and strangely mesmerizing sound of Warhol's pop culture revolution. This title is winner of an Audiophile Earphones Award. Trade edition, Tantor Media, 2025. Digital download, ISBN 9798855589160 for $24.99. Best American Short Stories, 2025. Edited by Celeste Ng and Nicole A. Lamy. Read by Almarie Guerra, Jensen Olaya, Eric Yang, Avi Roque, Sunila Nankani, James Fowey, Lynette R. Freeman, and Leo Sorio. 15.5 hours, unabridged, copyright 2025. These annual collections of best short stories are a mixed bag, especially for audiobook listeners. Even before a cast is assembled, the preferences of that year's guest editor have determined how broad or narrow the range of voices, tones, and attitudes will need to be. The good news is that this year's cast is one of the better ensembles, diverse but compatible, each distinctive, non-mismatched. This year, too, the match of voice to story is especially important. Nearly every story is sprawling and expository. Not one is supported by a strong storyline. All benefit mightily from a skilled narrator. Of the eight, Eric Yang and Almarie Guerra are particular standouts. The stories themselves, alas, are just so-so. Trade edition, Harper Audio, 2025. Digital download, ISBN 978-006-339-9822 for $27.99. The Best Exotic Marigold Hotel, by Deborah Mogat, read by Melissa Advani. 10 hours, unabridged, copyright 2004. This highly agreeable audiobook presents an engaging plot and introduces multiple sprightly characters brought to life by narrator Melissa Advani. An eclectic assemblage of elderly Brits is talked into moving to Bangalore, India, where elder care is less expensive. They settle into the somewhat derelict Marigold Hotel, a remnant from the era of the Raj. Advani has a gift for vocalizing accents, including multiple Indian voices, Cockney English, posh public school diction, high-pitched American children's voices, and more. The narrative follows the lives of these Britons as they adjust to India's foods, lifestyle, social mores, poverty, and other environmental and personal changes. The story explores culture clashes, Anglo-Indian relationships, aging, family relationships, racism, and hope. Trade edition, Belinda Audio, 2025. Digital download, ISBN 978-103-8030559 for $26.99. Orange Wine, by Esperanza Hope Snyder, read by Frankie Corzo. 7.5 hours, unabridged, copyright 2025. Frankie Corzo's performance is perfect for this beautifully written novel. Inez, the youngest of four sisters, wants more for her life than what seems inevitable. Deeply in love with Alessandro, a well-known ne'er-do-well, she is warned against marrying him, but she persists. Corzo makes their honeymoon in Italy sound magical, but it's not long before reality intervenes. While I was giving birth to Lucy, my husband, Alessandro, was lying in bed with my sister, Isabel. Eventually, Inez has to start her life again. She is artistically talented, and despite the grief, the betrayals, and the lies she's endured, she proves herself an irrepressible force. Corso expertly delivers all the novel's warmth, lyricism, and romance, as well as its pain and hard-won truths. Listeners will be riveted. And this title is a winner of an Audiophile Earphones Award. Library Edition Recorded Books 2025. Digital download ISBN 9798897561629 for $20.99. And now let's look at some romance fiction titles. Made for Each Other, Maid is spelled M-A-I-D, by Lynn Painter, read by Sailor Belcurda and Teddy Hamilton. 7.5 hours long, unabridged, copyright 2025. Sailor Curda and Teddy Hamilton deliver a light-hearted rom-com. Curda captures Abby Mariano, a high-energy maid who has an independent spirit despite her financial difficulties and nearly overwhelming anxiety. Hamilton voices Declan Powell, a wealthy workaholic bachelor with just the right mix of reserve and sincerity. Abby is caught squatting by Declan's parents, who mistake her for the girlfriend their son has falsely claimed to have. Furious at her trespassing, Declan threatens Abby into a fake dating arrangement. Together, Curda and Hamilton skillfully present Abby's vulnerability and Declan's aristocratic bearing, as revealed through their comic and eventually heartfelt interactions. Trade Edition Penguin Audio 2025. Digital download ISBN 9798217074822 for $20. Library Edition, Books on Tape, 2025. Digital download, ISBN 9798217075249 for $76. The Rewrite, by Lizzie Damilola Blackburn, read by Faith Labby. 9 hours, unabridged, copyright 2025. Narrator Faith Labby delivers a seamless portrayal of Temmie, a London-based aspiring writer who is determined to publish her first novel after getting her heart broken by her former boyfriend, Whale. As her hopes of publishing dim, Temmie takes on a new opportunity, ghostwriting a memoir for a celebrity client. Little does she know that the celebrity is none other than Whale. Labby impresses listeners with her versatility as she switches between Temmie and her supportive best friend, an intimidating literary agent, and, of course, the dreamy yet emotionally distant Whale. Listeners will want to console Temmie at times and celebrate with her at others. She is the contemporary, messy woman we love to see portrayed in romance novels. This one is fun, nuanced, and almost impossible to pause. Trade Edition, Penguin Audio 2025, digital download, ISBN 9780593943878 for $22.50. Library Edition, Books on Tape 2025, digital download, ISBN 9780593943885 for $95. The Shocking Experiments of Miss Mary Bennet, by Melinda Taub, read by Amy Hoggart. 9.75 hours, unabridged, copyright 2025. Listeners will enjoy Amy Hoggart's charming narration of this fresh mashup of Pride and Prejudice and Frankenstein. Mary is a young, queer scientist who finds the real world drab. As her sisters are entering the world of courtship, Mary is more enraptured by her deadliest experiment yet. Raising the dead. While her brilliance brings her the perfect partner, he comes at a cost. Although this isn't a lengthy audiobook, there are plenty of scenes to be explored. Hoggart gives Mary a strong voice as she expresses her equally strong opinions about a young lady's place in society. As Mary struggles with social expectations, Hoggart's narration is relatable, unique, and highly entertaining. This title is a winner of an Audiophile Earphones Award. Trade Edition, Hachette Audio 2025, digital download, ISBN 978-1668651810 for $27.99. Copper Script, by K.J. Charles, read by Cornell Collins. 7.5 hours, unabridged, copyright 2025. In a deep voice and an English accent, Cornell Collins narrates this romantic mystery. Aaron is a virtuous man, and that's a good trait for a detective sergeant in the Metropolitan Police. When his cousin's engagement is cancelled after she seeks advice from another man, Aaron investigates. And after meeting handsome Joel, an impressively accurate handwriting analyst, his romantic interest is piqued. Collins excels at differentiating characters. He keeps Aaron's voice low and evenly paced, while Joel sounds youthful and sardonic. As they grow closer, Collins' performance commands the listener's attention throughout scenes of intimacy. When Joel assesses the handwriting of a powerful man and sees murder, both men find themselves in a deadly situation. Trade edition at Dreamscape 2025. Digital download ISBN 979-834-910-9546 for $34.99. The Christmas Express by Isla Gordon, read by Nicola Barber, Grace Gray, Lauren Irwin, James Munier, and Will Watt. 7.75 hours, unabridged, copyright 2025. Regret, resentment, and hope are on the menu during a holiday train ride across Canada, featuring multiple narrators. Lauren Irwin portrays Callie, who strives to reconcile with 5 estranged friends while heading to a Vancouver wedding. Amber, the bride's ex-girlfriend, portrayed by Nicola Barber, makes a thoughtful journey to exercise regret. Siblings Joe and Joss, James Munier and Grace Gray, exude resentment over a failed business venture, and Sarah, Gray, keeps quiet, feeling marginalized. While lovely, Will Watt isn't an obvious choice for Callie's ex, Luke, as his elegant voice doesn't match the stalwart warmth Callie fondly remembers. Pacing is consistent, and the travelogue of Canada's interior provinces is wonderful. Skilled narration can't entirely overcome a slowly unrolling story that's more about the past than the present. Trade edition Harper Audio 2025. Digital download ISBN 978-006-346-2977 for $27.99. And let's finish off with some children titles. Evelyn Witch Gets a Pet by Beth Ferry, read by Kate Coventry. Recommended for ages 4 through 6. 8 minutes, unabridged, copyright 2025. Narrator Kate Coventry creates an energetic and high-pitched voice for Witch Evelyn, who, much to her initial disappointment, has only enough money to get a mystery pet rather than the pet of her choice. What's more, the pet is inside an egg, so she doesn't know what it is. Coventry captures Evelyn's frustration as she struggles to wait patiently for her egg to hatch. She tries every spell to hatch her mystery pet, but each attempt fails. Exciting music and sound effects, such as coins jingling, add fun and whimsy to this story. When the pet is finally revealed, the music reflects the excitement. Pet-loving and fantasy fans alike will be impressed by Evelyn's determination to discover the identity of her new companion and eager to learn the egg's contents. Trade edition Macmillan Audio 2025. Digital download ISBN 978-125-039-5382 for $1.99. The Apprenticeship of Andrew Wyeth, Painting a Family Legacy, by Jean Beretta, read by Bill Beretta. Recommended for ages 6+, 13 minutes, unabridged, copyright 2025. Renowned artist Andrew Wyeth grows from childhood to maturity in this audiobook. Listeners meet Andy in his father's art studio, then travel with him between coastal Maine and Chads Ford, Pennsylvania, as he studies and paints neighbors, nature, and light. For a book about a painter, the narrative adapts well to an oral medium, concentrating on Wyeth's relationships and emotional growth, rather than focusing on examinations of his art. A downloadable PDF contains some reproductions and further information. Fittingly, for a story that highlights its subject's creative family, author Jean Beretta's brother Bill, a puppeteer, provides the narration, convincingly altering his voice for brief snatches of dialogue. Listeners who seek out the picture book will enjoy looking at its lively scenes during the warm narration. Trade edition Hachette Audio 2025. Digital download ISBN 978-166-865-1735 for $4.99. And that's it for me. Thank you for joining us for Audiophile Magazine, read by Sarah.